you ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Welcome to Rant Speak. I'm giving Smokey a call nice and early tonight, because he just...
Hello,
Smokey.
Do I sound all right?
Yeah, you sound good. I almost said you smell good. You smell really good, Smokey.
Oh, well, that's hard to believe, considering how fucking hot it is over here.
Say something right now.
Something right now.
Okay, can you turn up your microphone just a little bit, please?
It's almost as loud as it goes, but hold on a second.
Okay. Just turn up the music a little bit while we're waiting for Smokey.
Is that better?
Yeah, if it's up more, it's better. I just wanted you to turn up a bit. Okay. It's not distorting. That's good. And I can't hear myself echoing, which you were wondering about, right?
Can I try something real quick?
Sure. Go for it.
Hold on just a sec.
We're all about professionality here.
How about now?
No distortion. Sounds okay.
How about now?
You distorted there, so you have to turn yourself down.
How about the... Oh, I guess that doesn't work. Okay.
Okay. So never
mind.
That sounds pretty good. So, I phoned you right away. So, welcome to Rant Speak.
welcome.
It's Sunday night. This is your late night Sunday show on Rant Radio Talk. One of the many shows on Rant Radio Talk now.
Freaking tired.
Are you tired right now?
Yes.
You've been working on stuff there?
I spent all day rebuilding the studio.
Oh, really?
Because now I have 3 displays instead of 1.
Very nice.
So, and they're not little tiny displays either.
They're really big ones, huh?
I have 220s and a 19.
Very nice.
So right now I have the show format in the middle, the IRC on the left, and the web browser on the right.
Oh, awesome. Pretty handy, huh?
I had to move furniture and all kinds of crap, and you should have seen me scrambling today to get this done.
And for Smokey, that's an all-day project.
That's an all-day job.
With rests in between.
Yes. Rests and, you know, lightheadedness and
dizzy, passing out for a couple hours here there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Luckily for me, though, I made it just barely.
Just in time, huh? You're just barely setting up and getting your sound card working just before the show.
We're talking shoestring budget right now, buddy. Let me tell you. Barely made it.
Well, that's good you did. Because without you, it's just me talking to myself, really. And that's just... It's not enough, really.
And sometimes when you're here, it comes out just me talking to myself.
Yeah, on some of the shows that I record. Well, one anyway that, that turned out.
It'll happen again.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure something is equally as annoying will happen again.
Oh, boy.
So that's what you did today, huh?
That was my day.
Yeah, well, I was out there recording with my new camera. Got a new camera. It's awesome. It's so nice. It's the Panasonic.
What's so awesome about it?
Well, it shoots in a sort of film mode, 24 frames a second progressive mode, and kind of gives it that film look to it.
That's cool.
It's got XLR inputs directly on the camera, 2 of them, which is very nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Nice big viewfinder on the camera. It's a high quality prosumer camera. It's Panasonic DVX-100.
I'm willing to bet that this costs a pretty Canadian penny.
Yeah, it's 5 big ones in Canadian dollars.
That's That's enough.
it's a few dollars here and there. Right. I had to save up for it, you know.
Yeah, I had to save up because I had to buy a video card today so I could do this.
Oh.
So I had to save up my, you know, my little pittance money that I get now and then.
From collecting the cans? Or
collecting the cans.
Begging on in front of the superstores.
Yes. I had to go buy a dual-head PCI video card. You know, you never think you'd buy a PCI video card again in your life, but...
Exactly, but there's only one AGP slot, so you have to do that, right?
Right.
So did that slow down your computer at all?
No, it's fine.
Oh, excellent. That's cool, because I've got a dual display here. I don't really have room enough for my desk for three, so your desk must be pretty packed there.
What? Oh, yeah, it's between, like, the stereo and the TV and the computer. Yeah, it's full.
very full.
Actually, if I turn on the TV out, I'll have four displays, but I'm not going to do
that. Holy crap. That's excessive. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's awesome. So, yeah, it's Sunday night, Monday morning. Welcome, everyone. Maybe you can post some links on the IRC to the show. I haven't got up the last week's episode, but I did get it recorded because I had a power outage here. Right in the middle of recording it, because I left, went out, came back, and the computer was off, which is not good to come home to. Only one of my computers on UPS, which is my main computer, but my secondary one, which is the audio, not the video one, it was off when I came home, so I had to do it again. So it is recorded, it's all ready to upload, I just haven't done it yet.
Somebody actually complained in the forum that the Rant Speak archive wasn't up yet.
That's really silly, isn't it?
I guess you'd say silly, but if we say it is,
yeah,
it makes it sound like we have, you know, no gratitude for those who do listen to it.
No, that's true. No, I guess there are some people who appreciate our voices coming to them every week.
God bless you.
God bless you, each and every one. So if you wanna participate and get in on the fun and action of everything that's Rant, you can do a couple things. You can send in your mugshots, and please, no fingering the camera and no photoshopping your face.
Yeah,
because I got some more photoshops this week, and people weren't listening. Don't photoshop your face. They sent it in to me, and they said, "Oh, the Predator got us," and it was all green and weird. It's like, no, it's not going up. The guy sent it back to you.
We don't want that.
We will just crop your picture, put it up. Be done with it. If you don't want your face up there, don't send it in. But and if you're overseas, like in Australia, because I know there's some European and Australian listeners, send in your name, city, and country. Oh, you can send in both of those things to info@rantradio.com, because that's my contact email address. Or you can just tell somebody about Rant Radio. And at the Rant Radio meeting tonight, which was tonight, the third Sunday of every month, I gave out some more Rant Radio stickers. So those lucky people who were able to attend at the White Rock Pier in Surrey, British Columbia, got some stickers.
Yeah. Got stickers, huh?
Yep, stickers for coming out. Isn't that good?
How many did you give them?
Quite a few this time. I think I gave them like 15. That was between three people. So that should tide them over till for a month anyway.
You know what else we want to see if we can get made?
What's that?
Refrigerator magnets.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap to get made, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I just thought about that the other day.
Because that would be kind of cool. Oh, yeah, somebody's commenting on your... MST3K is commenting on your spelling of Rant, on your name in the IRC.
Well, I'm sorry. I was in a hurry.
He was scrambling to get this show to you. And you.
Oh, I see it. Okay. I'll fix that.
Only a small spelling mistake.
I would call it a typo.
Yeah, more of a typo. Because the N and the M are right together. And Smokey's got fat fingers, so, you know.
Is that better, you bastard?
Oh, yeah, Jibcat was down there. They were all... they actually hung out for a while before we got down to them. See, the meeting was at 8 o'clock, and Jibcat was there at 4, hanging out at the beach. It was actually a very nice day there.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was inside sweating all day. I didn't get to go outside.
Sweating, moving heavy objects.
Other than to spend money, you know.
Well, that's always fun.
Well, yeah. When you have a lot of it.
Yeah. No, I just buy very large items very seldom.
Big ticket items every few months. Yeah.
That's right. I don't buy clothes or food or anything like that. That's why I'm so thin. I just buy the tech.
That's what my parents say. It's like, you need new clothes. I'm like, why?
I don't go out. The sunlight burns me.
I only go out at night, and I mean, the clothes haven't fallen off my body yet, so they're okay.
That's right. And really, who are you going to impress? Who cares, right?
Right. You know, it's not like there's a big market for me right now, you know, so it's all right.
And your fashion show isn't for 2 months, so you really don't need to purchase any clothes for a while.
You got to be real careful with wheelchairs on runways because they get away from you.
That's right. You accidentally lean on the controls and you're off the end of the runway. You're into the crowd, the lap of somebody in the crowd.
And probably in the lap of somebody I don't want to be in the lap in.
Yeah, usually fat, sweaty guys wiping their forehead with a napkin, right?
That's the way it works for me. No matter how hard I try, that sweaty guy gets in the way.
That's... Good one.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some new shows this week, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
They're not on yet, but they're coming soon. But they are in the schedule of the Rant Radio Talk schedule.
Yes. There is another one that's coming that's not in the schedule yet. I would have announced it tonight.
Yeah.
But I said, get this stuff to me by, you know, the time of this show.
Yep.
And guess what? It's not here.
And they don't get it announced.
Yeah, because I was going to start them on the 25th, I think. But now, since they didn't give me the thing, I don't know.
Let's see, 25th Sunday. Well, they won't get an announcement then.
Yeah.
They'll just have to start their show and have no publicity. Oh, well.
Because I'm not sure that the information I have is right. So I asked them to, you know, make sure to send me what exactly they wanted, and
right.
They didn't get it.
Well, maybe they'll hold off a week, and then they can get some hype on our show.
I know it's a call-in show.
It's
syndicated on other stations, and it's pretty good.
Okay, cool. So, they just didn't get all the info to you in time.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I had it right before, you know, I gave info out.
Right. So the new ones are Elusive Reality with Oog, and I just posted the link in the IRC there.
Okay.
And Oog has been with us for a very, very long time under different names.
Yes.
And I think he's actually in the IRC right now. Yeah, he is in the IRC right now. He's not talking, but he is in the IRC. And he doesn't give me a description of the show, so if he wants...
It's kind of like he's going to do like Art Bell kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool.
That will be very, very cool.
Matches the name. And he's got a nice little graphic there for his show. And that's 2 hours, and it's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., premiering April 28th, which is not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Right.
And the next one down is on Fridays, which fills out the Friday very nicely.
Right.
This one starts at 7 p.m. These are all Pacific times. This is Default Radio with Decoder and Lucky 225.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an hour April 23rd, so next Friday. It's coming right up.
Very busy. We're going to be real busy real soon.
Yeah, so you can listen for 3 hours Friday night. If you don't have a girlfriend or a life or anything, you can tune into Rant Radio on Friday nights.
Yeah, we'll be real busy on Sunday, too, with that new call-in show, because it's a four-hour show, and we're picking up the last 3 hours of it. So.
Oh, wow.
Which, and it will immediately follow the Freak Show, which is 2 hours long.
Wow, that
so
is busy.
So there'll be like 5 straight hours and then a couple hours off, and then you'll get us.
Wow, so 6 hours on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And, go ahead.
Well, I said, or if we run late like we did last week, 7.
That's right. Sometimes we run late. Not tonight. I'm tired.
We gave them 2 hours last week, and people still complained that we didn't read their names in the IRC, I was told.
Oh, poor things. Let's read some names in the IRC right now. There's Jibcat. There's Purdin from Poco. And Jibcat from... Abbotsford. These are local guys. There's MST3K, there's Corodius, Transix, Mainframe, Trebu. These are people just talking right now. Corodius, Oog, Snake Ghost, Mendevil, Desert Runner, and Zophiel, and that's about all. That's all I'm gonna read.
There's 76 people in there. That is
pretty good. It's been increasing in the IRC a lot. There's been a lot more people.
Mind.
Yeah, I guess they like chatting. It's a good place to chat. The more people that come there, it's kind of a a spiral, a snowballing effect until it crashes. You know, usually in the IRC, there's a breaking point where there's way too many people, and then everyone starts fighting. I love that point. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that usually comes around like five people.
and then you kick about three people, usually two to three people, and then 20 of them leave because they're all friends with those two or three people.
Why did you kick them?
That's that not one's... fair. You're fascists.
Guess what? This is not a democracy. I keep telling them that, too.
It is fascism. We'll kick them, and all their friends will leave, too. And amazingly, the IRC calms down again.
At least for a few minutes.
For a few minutes, and then they get all nuts again. But that's always fun.
That's okay. That's what they do.
And that such is the cycle, the life cycle of the IRC. And we got one more show. On Fridays, 9 p.m., the Atlantic Bitch Slap, with hosts, amazingly normal names, Richard and James. So I guess they don't have
Actually, James will not be doing the show with Richard. He quit.
quit before the show went even on the air.
It'll be Richard and Shade.
Oh, Richard and Shade. Shade, the new Shade, or the Shade that draws graphics?
Shade that draws graphics.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very, very cool.
That's what I said.
So we'll actually hear Shade. That's neat.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to change that.
Can you email me or Shade email me? Whoever hears this, email me.
I have to send you a picture for that one, too. I've got a picture for that.
That's true. So. I've got a no image there. So that's on next Friday as well. Friday at 9 p.m. for an hour. So that rounds out the Friday, the 3-hour Friday thing. That's awesome. So better watch out, not step on each other's toes.
Oh, I'll be paying attention come Friday.
So we just need a Thursday show, and there's a show. Oh, Thursday and Saturday. Never mind.
I'll take care of the Thursday problem once you get the automation done.
Yeah, and that's so close.
I've got one lined up for that. I'm going to put it on Thursday and. We'll go from there.
Okay. People are saying it's not a democracy, it's communism.
No, it's a dictatorship, and I'm in charge.
It's a dictatorship. Yeah, I think I like the dictatorship better, because it's not communism. We're not sharing. No, everybody's kind of sharing, right?
Yeah. Well, we're equally poor, but we're not really sharing. It's just we're all poor with our own stuff.
Yeah, we're all poor. We have no money, so I don't know if it's communism, because we're kind of sharing nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make up what you want. Who cares?
it's the internet, okay?
It's the internet. There is no there's no
there's
rules.
No government.
It's kind of anarchy with a dictator at the top.
Yes.
The anarchy gets a kick in the ass once in a while. Yeah, it's all anarchy, and just someone happens to be mighty at the top.
Yeah, somebody has to be.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a peaceful anarchy, let's say.
You can't let the inmates run the asylum. At least I don't.
That's right. Who's the inmates? Mostly the IRC, huh?
All of them.
All of them. You're all crazy.
Yeah, and you know, we would open the door and let you out, but you wouldn't leave anyway.
That's right. They just want to stay and complain. That's their job. That's the IRC's job, is to stay and complain about everything.
Right.
We love to hate the IRC.
Oh, they love to hate us back, so...
Yeah, they love it. Tomorrow night, Tales from the After Now. Tales from the After Now. We won't say anything about it. Don't say anything.
No, I don't think you can really say anything about it, to tell you the truth.
No, because I haven't got it yet. So I don't know anything about it yet. Which is kind of worrying me, but... I do have a day. So, well, that's not even a day. So hopefully I'll get it really quick.
You got about, what, 20 hours?
Not even, about 20 hours. Oh, my God. Okay. But there's usually not much I have to do with it. So.
No.
So that's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Rant is going to Las Vegas. Ever closer, it draws near, which is exciting, because we're going to do some filming on the way down to Las Vegas. I got my new camera. We're going to do some awesome filming, good shots. As soon as I learn how to use it. But, you know, comes with time. And Sparky that lives in Vancouver has got a similar camera, one down from mine, that has pretty much all the same features. So he's going to show me how to use it probably next Saturday or something.
What? Because why would you read the instructions, you know?
Well, you can... The thing with the instructions on these cameras is it has instructions, but to understand the instructions, you have to actually know how to use these functions properly. It's like, this is how to apply this filter. Well, okay, now that I know the name of the filter, I have no idea how to use it properly.
Yeah, I don't know what the filter is.
But here it is. Yay, look at that filter. How do I make it look nice for film? Yeah. So if you're going down to the DEFCON 12, let me know or post in the forum about it. Because I want to get a nice comprehensive list of everyone that's going. I'm going to put up a page for it on the Rant Radio events calendar, which is kind of buried right now. I'm going to bring it out in the forefront. I actually reorganized the Rant Radio webpage a little bit.
I was just going to bring that up.
That's right.
It's a little bit easier to figure out what's going on now.
It is a bit easier. On the left-hand, if you go to the Rant Radio page on the left-hand side, it's kind of organized a bit more into the three stations, and it breaks it down really nicely into, for each station, the news for it, the schedule for it, the rotation for it, and listen links right there, all on the left-hand side. And they're all along the top as well. And there's a community link as well, because everything that doesn't fall under the station is under the community, because it's all one community. So
speaking of listening, we need bandwidth.
Yes, we do. We need
lots and lots of bandwidth.
Please, if you work for an ISP or you have a workplace that has lots of bandwidth. And this is upstream bandwidth, and it can't be from your house because we'll max out your bandwidth. It just doesn't work at a house. It has to be at a work, school, or ISP. It has to be a computer that, not storage, has to have bandwidth. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to install a computer program on your server there. It has to be Shoutcast or an equivalent of Shoutcast.
And that's free.
Yeah, that's free to download, so you don't have to buy any software. You just install the software. And MST3K wants to donate his company bandwidth. Well,
buddy, you just go right ahead. Just talk to Sim, and he'll fix you right up.
That's right. I'll send you all the details. info@rantrito.com, and I'll send you the details, and you can start ripping off your company.
Yeah. And believe me, I'll tell you exactly where we need to put the bandwidth, too. So
that's right.
If you've got some bandwidth to give, just ask me, and I'll tell you where it needs to go.
Yeah, because we got lots of talk shows right now.
Yeah.
And they need, and they'll draw on the listeners just like we are. I mean, we're at broadcasting in the middle of the night, and we're maxing it out.
Yeah.
So what about those shows in the middle of the day? So I don't even want to think about it. It's kind of sad having to deprive those people of listeners who want to listen in.
Yeah. But
so
it's we all know about
we cost. Can throw some bandwidth at that, no problem. As soon as it comes in. So the Rant Meetup was today. I already talked about that. Very, very cool. Next month, third Sunday of each month, check out the forums for the Rant Meetup if you could post that in the IRC. And if you know like one or two people in your town that can come on by and kind of meet up with them and kind of talk about Rant Radio or just chat about anything, jump in the IRC because there's going to be people at other Rant meetups in the IRC at that time as well. We were on near the ocean, so there was no connection. Even though Jibcat had his laptop, we were kind of outside, and it was not a good scene.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the listener.
Anyway,
on to listener feedback.
I play the thing this time.
Oh, that's right. Let's do some. Ah, crap! I hate when there's this lull, and I left it scroll through my stupid. Folders to get.
Like you've never done this before.
I know. I'm always caught off guard, so here it is.
Email is awesome! Email is weird! Email is awesome! And email is weird! And I'll never forget the way it was, girl!
There we go. That's our amazingly produced intro. The first one's, hey, buddy, I hear your program from Mexico. I do not speak English very well, but I try to listen and to practice. Thank you for teaching me some words like nipples, moron, insane, and more. That could either be, utility, like useful words, or futile words.
Yeah, actually, he said, I do not speak very well English, so that's pretty awesome.
I do not speak very well English. You rock. You rock, Caesar. says, okay, see ya. Well, we try and educate our non-English speaking listeners. This is a very good program to learn new words.
And everybody should know the word nipples.
Nipples is very important.
If you're going to learn one word, that should be the one.
That's the word to learn. Nipples. 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 the next one's from Fat Ninja, and he's commenting on the Ramp Media front page. Aw, man, that picture of Sean on the main page is kind of brutal. Kind of says, I'm going to eat your soul, fucker. Anyway,
he's just squatting on a dumpster. He's looking for donuts, okay? He's not mad. He's just looking for donuts.
That's his looking for donuts face. Get used to it. It usually appears in all pictures.
He's just climbing in a dumpster behind the Tim Hortons.
It's actually the one with the skateboard I think he's commenting on. But
with the skateboard?
Yeah, the Ramp Media. You don't check out our pages, do you?
You put something different up there?
Oh, it's been up there for a while. That was at not this Ramp meetup, but last month's Ramp meetup, so a month ago.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Sean with one of the chicky skateboards whose name I forget. I'm very, very sorry.
I'll have to look at that.
And it's got an awesome Burning Monk photo on it, and it's got Ramp Radio on the bottom. It's totally done up. It's like a customized Ramp Radio skateboard.
I'm too busy working on this station to pay attention to it, man. Give me a break.
That's right. Me too. And he says, anyways, good stuff as usual. Keep up the good work and all that. Carry on, carry on. Fuzzy NG says, I want to let every single summa bitch that rant, that's at rant, to know that what they do is a gift from Xenu himself.
Aww.
Let it go and let it roll. I've got access to use of a high quality digital camera and plan on sending in a promo very soon. Keep up the good work. And I'm assuming that's the promo for Rant TV.
Yes. You'll send in promos to Sim and it'll take 8 months for improvement rotation. But
that's
okay.
Right. Quality takes time here at Rant Radio. And
quality takes time. Something does.
And nobody knows it better than the fans of Rant Radio that quality takes time. And we take a lot of time to get anything done. But we do get it out.
Eventually.
Eventually. Yeah, at the Rant meetup, people were complaining about, oh, when's patrolling? When's this coming out? When's that coming out?
Well, I mean, did you even put the professionally sounding, liner things we had done? Are they even in the station rotations yet?
Yes, nobody can hear them. They're really quiet. No, they're not in there.
You bastard. I swear to God, people pay for this stuff and you don't even use it.
I'm busy doing the after now. I'm busy doing this show. I'm busy doing many things, working on the rotation.
90 seconds, man. That's what we're talking about. 90 seconds for you to put that stuff in there.
That's very true. It's very, very true.
Get it done.
It's all about priorities. I know. onto the news. Here's Smokey yelling me on the air.
It's good radio.
Canadian sentenced to jail for trying to smuggle razor blades onto U.S. airplane. Dallas, Texas. A Canadian has been sentenced to more than 5 years in jail in Texas, the wonderful state of Texas, for attempting to carry 32 razor blades onto an aircraft. Off to jail you go. And there's a great picture of him there, too.
Okay, well, the question is, though, what kind of razor blades were they? Were they, like, disposable razor blades, or were they, like, straight razors?
These were the straight razors. The 37-year-old was caught last March with 32 double-edged razor blades in his carry-on luggage, because, you know, you can terrorize a whole aircraft with some razor blades that you hold in your hand.
With a straight razor, you probably could, but if it's, like, one of those...
Not a straight razor. One of those ones where you clip in the top and then you clip on something else on top of them. It's for shaving your face, not one of those huge flip-out razors.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're not much worse than a disposable one. They're only, like, slightly a bit more worse. The blades were concealed in a box containing a coiled belt. He was convicted of attempting to carry concealed weapons. And as a side note, it says, as well as making false statements about his immigration status. Now, I don't know what sent him to the 5 years in jail, whether it was the false statement about his immigration status or whether it was the 32 double-edged razor blades, but I think this might be a bit of hype.
He actually tried to conceal them, tried to slip by and didn't say, hey, I have these razor blades here.
Yeah, he should be wearing them on his belt next time or something, right?
Yeah. She concealed them in a box containing a belt. Okay.
Oh, somebody said the guy looks like he shaves a lot. I forget his picture. Let's see.
Well, then,
he's
then
got
maybe
a
it was,
full,
maybe it was a good idea then.
Yeah, he's got a full beard. So.
He's a
razor salesman. That's it. Yeah. He sells them. He was ordered to pay a fine of $20,000, and he'll be turned over to immigration authorities for deportation after he serves his 63-month sentence. It may be a little bit harsh, 5 years
for
doing
that.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. They're rolling any kind of law to throw you in jail for anything. More RFID wonderful news. Every week we bring some more to you. Automotive RFID gets rolling. The Federal Highway Administration awards a contract to develop a 5.9 gigahertz RFID system to cut road fatalities in the U.S. by 50%. Because putting RFID tags in cars makes people drive better. With with government funding and access to a large swath of radio spectrum, 4FID developers are starting work on a new generation of RFID products aimed at bringing greater safety and new wireless applications to U.S. roads.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm totally believing this. This will make people drive better.
Yeah. Windows is going to crash in your car. Okay.
It sounds more like kind of just tracking people. How is this going to make them drive better or cut down on fatalities? Or I just don't get it.
It's going to make them drive better because now the cops will know where you are all the time, right?
That's about right. It really doesn't say anything except about making transactions and paying fees and stuff. I don't think it's...
What, like tolls?
Yeah, tolls. Automatic tolls as you drive through. Like,
well, they already have that.
This has nothing to do with making people drive better.
Yeah, we already have the automatic tolls. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they just want to make it better, easier. I don't know. I think there's some underlying thing if they already have something to track that.
Most likely.
Cut deaths by 50%, yeah, so the missing link says. Yeah, I believe that too. Don't you, Smokey?
They don't want to do that either. It's population control.
That's right.
We've already got too many people.
Very effective. And it keeps people buying cars as well. I mean, you crash up the car and you have to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Who would buy the new cars? They don't want to kill you. They just want to wreck the car. Two arrests under the camcorder law. Arrests. Okay. The new Western, The Alamo, was one of the films allegedly recorded. Los Angeles police have made the first arrest in a new law targeting pirates who use camcorders in cinemas. This is great. Ruben Cento Moreno was arrested after the projectionist used night vision goggles to spot video cameras. And Min Jae Jun was arrested on suspicion of recording a screening of The Passion of the Christ on the 10th of April. Jack Valent, like the pictures... for this are just so good in the story. Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Picture Association of America, said he hoped it would send a clear signal such crimes will not be tolerated. In both cases, the LAPD's fine work for the corporations would not have occurred without the swift actions of the employees at Pacific Theaters, he told Hollywood Reporter magazine. The federal authorities estimated the illegal copying of films... The federal authorities.
I'm sure they know a lot about it.
Yeah, I'm sure, too. Estimate the illegal copying of films costs the entertainment industry as much as $3 billion a year.
Oh, whatever.
Sure it does. That's why they keep making more money, yeah.
I mean, of course the guy got arrested because he's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take a camera into the theater, somebody will get caught and you will go to jail because you know you're not supposed to do that.
You don't exactly need the infrared goggles to find it out either.
No.
The film industry led by Jack Valenti has been cracking down on piracy. The MPAA has established a nationwide telephone hotline for cinema employees to report violations. Studios and cinemas are all investing in metal detectors and night vision goggles. It's lockdown and it's militaristic zones in the theaters. It's time to fight back.
Well, here's something. It's funny. What they don't realize is most of the time when this stuff happens, It's because the person who makes the copy of the film knows the guy who runs the theater.
Yeah, they're up in the studios with a direct audio feed from the projectionist.
Yeah, I mean, how stupid are you?
And all the new ones, they're not even from the projection. They're copied from screeners that are given out to reviewers that see it before it's even in the theaters, most of them. They're DVD rips.
They had something on the news about that recently, and they said 75% of all pirated movies come from within the industry.
Yeah, they just don't want to blame it on the inside. It's, it's not our fault. It's our customers. We've got to arrest our customers quick.
You guys are doing it, fools.
Yeah. Idiots. Oh, well, as long as they look like they're fighting it. They're trying to impress somebody. Yeah. If convicted, they face up to 12 months in jail. So go to jail for 1 year because you pissed off Jack Valenti, the hard hand of Jack Valenti. Apple gets Playfair dumped again. So if we can't beat them by encoding it and putting our protection on them, let's send them to jail because we didn't make our software either cheap enough or good enough protection. So we got to get the law on our side.
They ought to just give up on this crap.
I think they should. Just make it open, give it away for a reasonable price, and people will stop trying to pirate it. I was actually happy. I went to the movie theater recently, and they brought down the prices by like $3 at the theaters, which is nice.
I heard a commercial on the radio. One of our theaters bought their price down by about $3 too.
Yeah, so. It's still I think it's still a good deal. But
yeah,
I go to the theater a lot because I like seeing it in nice, really good quality on the screen. I watched on Friday. I watched the Punisher and Kill Bill 2. Both very fun movies.
They?
Punisher was very brutal, actually, and it was what I expected.
Was
good.
Was it cool? No?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. It's worth seeing for somebody who has ever read the Punisher comic, and I was a very, very big fan of the Punisher. I've never seen the first movie because I don't want to.
Oh, it sucks, dude.
Tarnish my image of the Punisher.
No, the one with Dolph Lundgren sucks really, really bad.
Yep, never seen it. Probably never will because I just don't want to wreck my image of him.
Well, now that you've seen the good one, you could see the bad one, you know, and make fun of it, maybe.
That's true. I won't pay any money for it, so I'll have to somehow run across it. But the guy who played the Punisher, he was perfect.
Yeah.
The only other person that could have maybe played it, looked better or played it, if Henry Rollins was 1,000 times the actor he isn't right now,
yeah,
then he could have done an okay job at it.
Oh, he would if he could act, he would kick ass.
Oh yeah,
Punisher.
But he can't act to save his life. Unfortunately, he's just a funny guy.
And I think that's how he gets his work because people know he can't really act. He's just that creepy guy.
The creepy guy who never grew up.
Yeah.
Anyway, Apple was recently responsible for having Playfair, a perfectly reasonable, perfectly harmless application dumped from SourceForge. But it soon reappeared, this time on Sarvar, billed as India's first portal to host projects under free open source licenses. And Apple has done it again, that's to say it borrowed from the music industry How to Alienate Your Customers book by intimidating Sarvar.org into dropping Playfair as well. While the fuss, Playfair decodes iTunes protected AAC files to unencrypted AAC files with no quality loss. So, it's easy enough. Anything that is out there can be broken. Don't try and fight it. Embrace it. So, it's going to be cracked. And right from that link, you can actually download the program there. So,
all right.
So, if you want to check out what the hubbub's all about and get some music from Playfair, or actually be able to use your music you bought from Playfair, or not from Playfair, from iTunes, sorry. There it is. USDA rejects drug-laced rice. Thank you, USDA, for doing something good.
Well, what drug was in it?
Let's see. The USDA denied Ventria Biosciences' request to plant a genetically modified rice crop containing pharmaceuticals. Setback for the California biotech company that had won backing from a key industry organization. The USDA wouldn't explain why it denied Ventria the license, and spokesman Jim Rogers declined to comment, but he said the company has redrafted its proposal and submitted it again, and the agency is reviewing it. The Contra Costa Times reported that the USDA denied the license partly because the pharmaceutical rice would be grown within 100 feet of rice intended for human and animal food. The rice would produce two human proteins that fight infection, lactoferrin and lysozyme. The proteins could prevent infections in infants. Lactoferrin and lysozyme is present in breast milk and protects babies from ear infections, diarrhea, and respiratory tract infections, meningitis, and other infections.
On and on and on.
Yeah, on and on and on about how wonderful putting automatic drugs in your food is. You know, nature didn't get it right, so we gotta mess with it and destroy all the real rice. Copyright! See, they try and push it in, make it look like it's wonderful, and we're doing it for the kids and stuff. But it's all about the money. It's all about the money. You have to pay to get this rice. You can't copy the rice. Like, you can't take it and plant it again. You have to go back and buy some more rice. It's hugely expensive to get it. And they actually sue you if you try and use or copy their rice. Which is fine, but just...
It's a pretty sad state of affairs, like, when they're putting drugs in rice.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like one of the simplest foods out there, and they're like, oh, let's fuck with it.
Yeah. How about just eat some good food?
Leave it alone.
And leave the food alone so that we know what the hell we're eating, because right now I'm not entirely up on the genetically modified labeling of foods, but I'm not sure it's at a point where it's even trustable. I'm not sure.
You're already picky. Can you imagine if you had to like stop eating stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. It would be brutal. I would have to just grow my own stuff on my patio. I don't have a backyard, so that would be terribly difficult, and I'd starve to death.
That wouldn't take too long.
No, it wouldn't take too long. There's not much to me.
2 or 3 days?
They're trying to impose taxes on the internet, and I say good luck to you. Lots of nagging consciences that we'll be asking over the next week as taxpayers confront new sections on state returns that ask them to fork over unpaid sales tax for items purchased out of state. They have no idea. How are they going to track that? Unless they investigate everything you do, look at your records and stuff.
They still can't do it without amending the Constitution.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that would be taxation without representation.
Ah.
If you have to pay a tax from out of state, you don't have a representative from your state in that state, so it's against the law.
Okay. Well, they're trying to do it, and then right now it's kind of voluntary because they can't track it. So good luck to them on this voluntary tax.
Well, when I buy stuff online, I purposely buy from out of state.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't have to pay the sales taxes.
That's right.
Taxes in Illinois suck ass.
Oh, really? How much is it?
I couldn't tell you right off the top of my head, but taxes in general, we're one of the highest taxing states in the United States.
Well, the federal and provincial tax here in Canada, in BC, add up to 14.5% total. Those are the visible taxes.
Yeah, well, you guys tax for a lot of stuff because you get stuff from the government. You guys are like a socialist country.
That's true. And
the government takes care of you.
And I appreciate that, too. If I get sick, I don't mind paying the taxes if they're going to take care of me, and which they do. And which I haven't used it because I don't get sick very often, but I have gone to the hospital for this and that. And I didn't have to pay, which was wonderful.
So is you guys' healthcare, is it completely free?
For non-elective things, yes. Like if you go in and, I don't like this thing on my thumb or whatever. That's too bad. You're going to have to pay to get it off. But if it's like, oh, you've got a life-threatening lump in your neck there. We can take that out for free for you. No problem.
I always heard Uncle Jack say, though, that you guys' medical care sucks.
Well, that's the other side to it. I haven't experienced any problems. I was in and out, no problem. Great care, nice people there, and some people get screwed around, but some people kind of invite that to themselves, and they think they're getting screwed around, but and some people do get screwed around, but it's the same with any kind of business. I mean, there's people that have good experiences with the same people that have bad experiences.
I got a free surgery once because my doctor liked me.
Oh, really?
He's like, I'll pay for it.
Wow. Cool. That's nice, because he's given up his free time, really.
Yeah, his free time and about $40,000.
Wow. And the use of the equipment that he has to use to do it.
Yeah.
TF South declares code red. Yes, slowly, ever so slowly, you're losing your rights everywhere. Thornton Fractional High School. South High School. How's that for a name? Thornton Fractional. That's a crazy name. In Lansing, was locked down for over an hour during a police drug search. What is Lansing? Ring
Michigan.
A bell. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody, I know somebody in Lansing or something. Drugs in the school? Actually, no. This is the second year in a row no drugs were found. District 215 Superintendent Dr. Robert K. Wilhite stated that the search was requested by the school board after watching recent trends in drug abuse. Apparently, the drug abuse was not found in TF South. Despite this fact, Wilhite will request at least one building-wide drug search a year to ensure a safe and secure environment for education. That environment seems to exist already. Exactly how the... let me just fast forward through this. There we go, because there was... our intro was playing again.
Okay. Oops.
Oops, I didn't take it out of there.
Sorry about that.
How the lockdown was triggered is in question. The principal called a code red over the intercom. Once the call went over the intercom, kids noticed a lot of police around the building. It's unclear which school administrator decided to use the term as part of the building search. Students know code red means an intruder may be in the building and a Columbine-type shooting situation could exist. The alert requires classroom doors to be locked, shades drawn, and students to gather away from the hallway window.
I would love to see the drill for this.
Oh,
I
want
to see film of this drill.
No kidding. Code red, everything goes on lockdown. Police come in with their guns. And their dogs searching the school, just cause, just to keep you safe, you know, to get you used to, mandatory raids of your school and searching without any kind of need to search, you know, and soon they'll be able to do that in your home. There'll be a little light installed in the outside of your house and the inside of your house in every room. And a little voice will come over your speakers, you know, your two-way speakers, the microphone and speaker in each room of your house, and alert you to a code red situation inside your house. The doors will lock in each room and inform you to hide under a desk or bed with your hands on your head as the police come into your house. Prepare for it. They're already doing it in the schools without any kind of need.
If somebody really wanted to fight this, it would be very interesting, because technically the school belongs to the kid's parents.
Exactly.
That's who the school belongs to.
I think, is this a public school?
If it's a public school, yeah.
Yeah, then it belongs to the taxpayers, which is the, which is everyone, really. I think everyone pays, not just parents, so it belongs to everyone.
But, yeah, but on the other hand, you know, if kids wouldn't bring drugs to school, and they do, you know, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but
yeah, they do, yes.
They wouldn't do this either, so it's kind of hard to say.
It is true on that side, but they didn't find any, and they locked them all in their classroom, so they really don't have much of a reason. And the high school principal says, no, we don't have a reason. No, we haven't found any, and we're going to do it anyway. We're going to bring the police in and lock everyone down. So they're not even hiding it. They're not even hiding it.
Well, maybe if they stopped doing it and the kids knew they weren't going to do it anymore, maybe they'd start bringing drugs in then. Well, they're not going to look. Let's bring them in.
True. But that goes with the old adage, if you're not doing anything wrong, why are you worried about us violating your rights? You're safe if you're not doing anything wrong. Well, I just don't really like my rights violated. I don't like being searched, my house being searched, me being pulled over for mandatory drug tests because the government says it, because you have to. Oh, if you're not taking drugs, why are you worried about it? Because I don't really like that. Yeah. TV turnoff week is next week. Let's see how well people do with this. They do plan it for right around the time where everyone doesn't want to turn off their TV. And why don't you want to turn off your TV? Well, you'll have to answer that your own question and see if you can turn it off. What happens? This is from Adbusters, because I think they either spurred this or they're part of it. They promote it anyway. What happens during a 7-day experiment in life without TV? A whole new space to think emerges. You find yourself passing time in ways you never expected. You start to wonder, when I reach for the remote, who is really in control? TV Turnoff Week 2004 is no ordinary social ritual. Sure, it's a statement against the dead-end couch culture, but when millions of people let the screen fade to black this year, they'll also be helping to build the Media Carta movement, blah, blah, blah. Human rights battle over our information age. Fewer and fewer people control the media that shapes our worldview. And nowhere does this play out worse than on our televisions, where the corporate agenda reigns supreme. Last year, MTV, the factory of teenage cool, proved the point perfectly. By refusing to air our spots, they let sponsors trump free speech. There's no recipe for a healthy democracy. Well, it is their choice to not air your ads, but...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and... But everyone out there has the choice to not watch TV.
I don't watch that much TV anyway.
Yeah, neither do I. I are mostly kind of preoccupied with rant radio 24 hours a day.
I have a couple weaknesses, you know, maybe I'll watch like an hour a day or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, that's it.
Yep.
Because I've had people ask me, it's like, is that TV ever on? I'm like, no.
No, it just displays computer stuff.
Computer stuff and movies and, you know, from the DVD player, and that's pretty much it.
People are asking, does internet TV count? Well, that's up to you. If you consider internet TV, or if you consider even the internet part of that. I think they're mostly speaking out about the media conglomerate that controls, like, five different people control all of TV. Yeah, you have 100 or 200 or 300 channels, but they're all the same. Right. They're all the same channels. They're all the same commercials. They're even the same goddamn TV shows, all just being rebroadcast all over the place. It's not much different on each of the channels. So if you think Rant TV is part of the media conglomerate, then you don't have to watch Rant TV either. But I tend to think it's kind of outside the realm of what they're talking about. But that's your choice.
Well, you know what I say? I say watch as much Rant TV as you possibly can stand. that's what I say.
Yeah, there you go. So if, let's see, how that goes with everyone, and, we'll check back next week and see if you could stand doing without TV for a week, because I know all the hockey games are on this week.
That'll be hard for the
people who like watching the hockey games. And I know there's probably some, TV shows wrapping up this week as well, aren't there? Yes. Mm-hmm. And they do this on Sweeps Week, I believe. They always pick the biggest time of the year to do it, which is the best time to do it because it shows people are completely addicted to it.
Yeah.
And well, I'll try and remember next week if somebody could remind me, or Smokey, or I'll keep it in my outline for next week.
Well, I'm addicted to the West Wing, so that's a problem.
Maybe you can tape it and watch it later. I don't know if that counts. Actually, it'd probably be okay because you can fast forward through the commercials. Hey.
Yeah, I always knew anyway.
Perfect timing. So if you want to get a phone call in, just message me in the IRC private message, and we'll get a call in, a call or two in the last minutes of Rant Speak here before we go for another week, because I'm tired, because I did a whole bunch of videotaping and then went to the rant meet and doing this show. And I'm totally drained today.
Yeah, I'm tired of being a Jill Mover today, so I'm tired too.
And the awkward silence kicks in. No, because they're like 20 seconds delay and stuff. So
what all did you film there, can you say?
More for patrolling, because I got the new camera, so I was able to film some of the more cooler shots, like the more the more cinematic shots, not the well, I can't say too much, but more of the cinematic shots of the show. Stuff we've been waiting to do, and pretty much it's fill in the blank now, because it's crunch time for the show. We got most of the meat of it filmed already, and it's kind of the fill in the blanks, little things here and there.
Like, can you do like different aspect ratios and stuff?
This camera is it's not built in the 16:9 because it would suck if it's built in. On the lower quality cameras, it's built in. You can just flick a switch, right?
Okay.
For this one, you buy an add-on, an anamorphic lens, which is how they actually do it in the real world of cameras and film.
Okay.
It's a lens that adds on to the front of the camera that actually distorts the picture onto the capture screen on the camera. Like on film, it would be right onto the film of the camera. Onto this, it's the digital input, and feeds it onto the tape. So it warps it. So if you look at it in a normal TV, like a 4:3 television, it's all stretchy and weird, right? And then you just tell it's a 16:9 picture, and it's a ton of, it has more information than a normal picture. And we've got Purden, who wants to phone in.
That's a shock.
That's a big shock. So let's get him in, because he wants to talk. Let's invite him into the conference. And it's ringing. Purden!
Busters.
What?
What? Say it again.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I thought he said child molesters or something. How are you doing this week, Purden?
I'm doing good.
So which...
Really good.
Which pop has the fish oil in it?
All dark color pops and cream soda pops. Not iced tea.
Okay.
I
need some data backup for this. I need some URLs. I need some links on the internet. Proof of this.
I'll get to you by tomorrow. She hasn't given me the link yet. But it makes sense, though, because they use fish oil in another ingredient to mix the syrup and water together, so the syrup doesn't sink all the way to the bottom since it's heavier than the water.
Okay.
So they use fish oil with that.
Well, this would be a good excuse for me to cut out pop out of my diet, because I hardly drink any of it already, so we really wouldn't be missing much, because it's just, it's almost disgusting for me now. It's just, it's sugar, it's water, and it's syrup, and there's nothing to it.
Yeah, in a month I'm going to lose like 100 pounds because of this.
Oh, yeah.
Pop is a bitch. I can't give it up. I tried.
You tried? It's tough for you?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's quite the addiction for a lot of people.
And the only thing would be tougher, like, you have to give up beer. I'd be like, no.
Beer's not happening for you, eh?
No, that's not going to happen either.
So, anybody else who wants to... Okay, that's enough for you. Anything else, Burden?
Yeah, my live journal site is a hate site, according to my school.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that earlier in the IRC. Tell us about that.
Well, a couple of months back when Bush did his State of the Union speech or whatever, I made a comment about that and posted an anarchist cookbook link on my live journal. So my friend Fergie looked at my live journal a couple months ago and got in trouble and got kicked out of school. He told me it was because of my live journal. Of course, I didn't believe him. So my friend Baylor, he got sent to a counselor's office for looking at my live journal, and he told me this. So I'm like, okay.
So these people were looking at your live journal during school hours at school?
Yeah, because it's part of their blogging activity. But the school says it's a hate site, though, because I was writing on Bush and had a whole bunch of anarchist cookbook links.
So you're not allowed to hate Bush?
Apparently not.
You must love our non-existent Apple president, because Purden is actually in Canada.
He's a Canadian.
So
that makes a lot of sense.
Don't piss off our U.S. friends because they might kill us or something. So your site is a hate site.
You think it'd be a good combination because a lot of people, you know, hate America for no good reason. So you think it'd be all right. but I don't know.
So
I
mean, how long were they kicked out of school for?
My friend Fareed got expelled.
Expelled. Gone. No more.
Yes, because he was also skipping school and all that, so I guess that was a valid reason.
Oh, okay, so like the last straw.
My friend Baylor only got a warning.
Oh, okay.
So, what about you? Did you get your ass kicked too?
No, they don't know I'm bearded. That's the best part.
Okay, so they thought they were just looking at some site that it's not somebody at the school, eh?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they don't find out that I'm bearded.
Okay, so you got kicked out of school for just happening to look at something on the internet.
No, my friend Fergie, he was also skipping school and all that too. He was skipping classes and all that.
Oh.
And he was a vandalist, apparently.
Okay. Oh, so now the truth is coming out.
So it wasn't just the site. It was like the last straw, I guess.
You always leave out like big chunks of the story and then like.
Oh no no.
Finish it up later.
Excuse. Like, the counselor said that was part of the reason why he was kicked out. But he was blaming on me. My friend, Fergie, was blaming on me. And I didn't believe that was part of the reason why he got kicked out.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you anymore. Goodbye!
And he's gone.
He's
so mad. We're gonna cry now. Somebody wants to phone in, but they have a Macintosh, and I don't think Skype has a Macintosh version yet. So, too bad for you.
Oh, Burton's
all, Burton's all sad in the IRC now. Oh, sad face there.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, so the guy got kicked out of school for not just looking at the site, but maybe it was the last straw.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They were just trying to find an excuse, and now they have hard evidence, right?
See, Jordan, it's not that I don't like you, but I would be this way with anyone. If you leave out part of the story, I'm going to bust your ass.
It's half-truths, huh? Oh, somebody's posting it in the IRC, his live journal. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Now you're all terrorists. You're all going to get kicked out of school.
We all love live journals.
Well, that's it. No more phone calls. Nobody else wants to phone in anyway. I haven't got any other private messages.
Okay.
So,
I remembered something. DJ Pulse should be back in about 2 weeks.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, he's been missing in action for a while, hasn't he?
Equipment failure, basically.
Oh, okay.
So he should be back soon.
That always sucks. And it was not a cheap part of an equipment, so...
No, it was rather expensive.
Yeah, because I would die if my mixer died.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be able to survive, but it wouldn't be good, let's say.
Yeah, it would be very bad. I can't imagine doing, like, the show and stuff without it. It would just suck.
Oh, yeah. It's very
really,
helpful.
Really bad.
So let's just go through the people in the IRC. How about you do... name out some names from the bottom to the top, all the way back for a little bit. That have been talking. Yeah, not the people that are just kind of lounging around not saying anything for the past 3 days, but the people are actually talking.
Let's see, we've got Men Devil, I think that is Pierden, Ricky Rocket, Amick, Zophiel, MST3K, Trey Boo, Doug. That's about all I've been talking for about the last, you know, that's what's on my screen.
Oh, I'll name some more. Kration, 33 megahertz, Gator 2, Desert Runner, Zophiel, Burden, Decker T, I wasn't listening. Decker T. Gray.
That's good. I don't listen to you during the show either. I just wait for my turn.
Do you listen or wait for your turn to talk?
I just wait for my turn to talk.
There you go. That's from Pulp Fiction, if anybody didn't get that. Yeah. Joe L. DeFortune, one of many. There you go. That's enough. Trebu, me. There you go. Oh, we already said Trebu.
I said his name.
He's not listening. Oh, well. Oh, that's probably the delay.
I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm so sorry.
This is what you get when you get two guys doing a show that are like 2,500 miles apart.
That's right. It's the delay. It's like just speaking to Smokey on the moon.
There's no visual cue, right?
No, so. None at all. It's not bad. It works out pretty good. My eyes are tired and heavy now, so we must depart. Yes. So this has been another enthralling episode of...
Rant Speak.
Rant Speak. Yeah, that's the name of the show. And I'll get up the archive tomorrow of last week, and I'll also get the archive of tonight up tomorrow. So no worries, you'll have two episodes to listen to if you haven't listened in a while.
Both of them tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that exciting? I can listen for, 2.5 hours? 3 hours almost.
Don't strain yourself.
I already got one done. And this tape's almost out. I was able to fit, I think, four or five shows on it. That's
cool.
Good. And I bought some more tapes. Yay! Oh, it was almost about to play the email is awesome thing again.
Well, email is awesome.
Email is awesome. And email is weird, especially from foreign countries.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's time to say goodnight.
Good night.
And good night from me. And we will see you next week at 11 p.m. Pacific time or whatever time you live in.
Whatever time we get around to doing it, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. So that's it. So we'll see you next week, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.